Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Bob Stoops was the head football coach at the University of Oklahoma from 1999 until he announced his retirement in 2017. Won a national title, coached three Heisman winners, and he's now the head coach and general manager of the XFL's Dallas Renegades, and he's also the author of his new book, which was released yesterday, No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach. Bob Stoops joins us on the Midday 180. Bob, thank you so much. How are you doing, Coach?
Hello?
Hey, Coach, how are you? Coach, how are you today?
I'm great. Good to be with you guys.
Absolutely. Tell us about the new book that you have out, No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach.
Well, it's just, a memoir. You know, I did it because I get asked over and over from coaches from all different levels through the years of what's my journey, how did you become a head coach, how did this all happen for you? And it's just hard to tell people in a 10-minute conversation, as well as asked a lot about how we turned Oklahoma around from all the 4 years to our second year here, winning the national championship so quickly and then maintaining it over these last 18 years so consistently. So there's just a lot of stories through the book and a lot of philosophy and our attitude and how we did change the program. Some of it, my years growing up, the different experiences, my experience at Iowa as a player, experience at Florida with Steve Spurrier, just on and on. So it's just did a great job with Gene Wojciechowski. Did a great job, as you know how talented Gene is. He was great to work with.
Bob Stoops with us on the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's.
And you mentioned that when you took that job at Oklahoma, they had been through some lean years, and you brought that thing back quickly and were able to sustain it. Here in this state with Tennessee, they've gone through some lean years also over the last 10 or 12 years, a program that had a lot of success. When you see a job like Oklahoma and you take that, or you look at any job out there, do you look at the time they're coming off of, or do you look at the time where they were dominant and base your plan on that moving forward?
No, I definitely base my plan on the fact that Oklahoma should not be in this situation. I said it, in fact, it's in the book, in the locker room at Florida with Coach Spurrier and the assistant coaches. They were getting beat by somebody, and I pointed at it, and I said, that is a shame. I said, that is, meaning Oklahoma is a sleeping giant. And that's how I looked at it. Not that they were struggling, but they shouldn't be struggling, and we ought to be winning championships.
What do you think of Tennessee when you see their struggles so far?
Well, that's not – I'm not there. So for me to have a comment, that's not fair to the coaches there, their program. I'm not there to know any details on it. At the end of the day, I agree, though, that's a program that ought to be doing well. They've got the resources, the stadium, they got a history behind them. So, I'm sure they'll get it going.
Coach Bob Stoops, our guest here on the Midday 180. Defensive coordinator at Florida under Steve Spurrier. You won your first national title in 96. And I know Spurrier was one of your mentors, and you considered returning to Florida when he resigned in 2001 and then again in 2010 when Urban Meyer stepped down. You ever think about what might have been if you would have accepted that position either of those times?
Well, I was very close on one of those occasions, definitely. And, people of Florida have always been awesome to me. I love my time there, and it's a great university with great resources as well. I just felt I was in a position here at Oklahoma where things were too positive as well. I had a great president and AD that were very supportive of me. I love the fan base here. We've had every game sold out for over 20 years. And just on and on, it just was too positive for me to separate from.
How does a kid growing up in Ohio, that a state that's dominated by all things Ohio State, end up an Oklahoma fan?
You know, you're just watching the the style of Oklahoma, the way they played. Come on, you're watching that triple option with Thomas Lott and all the, you know, you got Greg Pruitt turning the corner, Joe Washington, the speed, the great, you know, Steve Owens, Tinker Owens. I just watched all of those guys. They were always so exciting and fun to watch. And, you know, all the swagger of Coach Switzer. I just truly, from a young age, really, really followed them.
Bob Stoops with us, the author of No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach, which is available now. It was released yesterday. Coach, you say the best decision that you made as head coach at Oklahoma was hiring Mike Leach. Why do you go that direction when that question's asked?
Well, I mean, look what that offense has done for us for so many years. Lincoln Riley's a part of that system as well, so it goes on and on and on. You know, we've had so much success and Heisman Trophy quarterbacks running this system, it's hard to deny. And so I hired Mike away from Kentucky. At the time, I was competing against he and Hal Mumme as the head coach and the guy calling the offense. They were the hardest one to stop in the whole league. So I thought if I could bring that offense to Oklahoma and hopefully even have better players, who knows what we could do. And I also thought it, no one else is running this system, you know, in this area, and nobody, and it'll help us attract quarterbacks. So all of that came true, you know, and like I say, we continue to run, you know, the offense today.
You are now the head coach and the general manager of the Dallas Renegades of the XFL, which starts up in the spring. What drew you to the new league, and what are your expectations for life as a pro coach?
Well, I'm looking forward to working with the older players, guys that have played a lot of good football, guys that are just on the fringes of the NFL. You know, there's a lot of good football players out there. You're going to play exciting football. I really respect and got faith in our leadership, Vince McMahon, and our commissioner, Oliver Luck. Got a great vision for the, you know, for the league. We've already got great TV contracts in place. So I think, you know, and I believe there's a market for it. So I'm excited to be a part of it and believe it's going to be exciting to watch.
At the start of this, you are the draw. I don't know if you like or don't like that, but you're going to be the name and the face that people are coming to see initially and that people have faith in. Hey, you got Bob Stoops coached team with Bob Stoops selected talent is going to be worth coming out to see. And that's got to be a little bit different than having Heisman candidates on your team and the like. What's that going to feel like, or is that something that you'll be able not to think about at all?
I've been in a lot of good and big situations through the years, so I'm not very intimidated by much. So I'll be ready. not go out and be something different and exciting.
Coach, thank you so much for the time today, and we look forward to reading the rest of the book, No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate having me on.
Bob Stoops has been our guest. Good time to catch up with him with the new book out.
Good and, get by us.
Yeah, it was great. And he was on Scott Van Pelt last night, where they were going through a lot of different topics about the different chapters that are in this, and they cover everything from his childhood all the way up to some of the big decisions, where he had mentioned Mike Leach being his best decision at Oklahoma. I look forward to reading it. To me, that's right in my wheelhouse of how he worked his way up to get to Oklahoma and then deciding to stay at that job instead of going back to Florida, where he was tutored with Steve Spurrier, where his mentor coached and was stepping down.
And I think, too, on the XFL front, I know a lot of us aren't particularly interested, but him being in it is interesting.
Yeah.
And I think we go from seeing no Bob Stoops to seeing like half Bob Stoops, which is, I think all of us would agree, better than no Bob Stoops.